Om Shanti. 17th of January, 2019, Thursday. The effort for today. Like Father Brahma, do not go into the expansion of anything. Put a full stop to the expansion and merge that situation in the point. Become a point. Put a full stop and merge yourself in the point, and all the expansion and the web will become merged in 1 second, and your time will be saved and you will be liberated from effort. You will become a point and be lost in love in the point. So, just as Father Brahma did not go in any expansion, in the similar manner, put a full stop to the expansion and merge that situation in a point. Become a point, apply a full stop, merge yourself in the point, and this web, this expansion, will become merged in 1 second. You will become a point and be lost in love in that point. So there are two things. One is point and another is expansion. Expansion of what? Baba is saying, at present, souls are lost in expansion. And all expansion brings sorrow in some way or the other way. The most important thing to understand is where I have expanded my life. Is it the expansion of thought? It is the expansion of speech. Is it the expansion of sanskars? Is it the expansion of my old memories? Is it the expansion of my past? Is it the expansion of the present? Is it the expansion of the future worries, tension, stresses? Is it the expansion of past trauma? What? Baba is saying, put a full stop to all the expansion, because there is a lot of problem with expansion, vistar. What happens in expansion? What are the issues with expansion? Okay, so we lose originality, then loss of energy. If there is an expansion, mind is scattered and the energy gets scattered, we are not focused. A person who has expanded, for example, there is a shopkeeper who owns a very small shop and he is happy. But now he has expanded his business, and he has expanded it to such an extent that he cannot even control it. So more the expansion, the lesser will be the control. The more the expansion, the difficult would be to handle, whether it is gross or subtle. If it is expansion of thoughts, expansion of words, expansion of deeds, expansion of sanskars, expansion of habits, what expansion it is, even the expansion of service, even the expansion of seva. In today's age, Brahmins always and often forget that service is the fourth subject. Seva is the fourth subject, and many have made Seva as first subject of their life. We forget very subtle teachings of Bab Dada, that Bab Dada has placed Gyan as first. In some Murli, Baba even said Yoga as first subject. So whether it is Gyan or it is Yoga, these are the first subjects, not the Seva. If we are lost in Seva and its expansion, somewhere our intense effort gets diluted. One must understand where I am lost, what is the expansion of my Seva, and if this much expansion is really this much expansion needed, all are after making new children or outsiders are becoming insiders, but those who are insiders, they are going out, rather than focusing on giving courses and making new Baba's children. The force should be on sustaining those who are already there and to bring back those who have left Gyan. They were in Gyan and now they have left. Or those who are already in Gyan but they are as if dead. They are living a dead life, a life of boredom. There is no joy. There is no enthusiasm. Though they are Brahmins, the entire Brahmin life is bundled into just doing Amrit Vela and attaining Murli class. That's it. And that's what they call being in Gyan. Getting up at Amrit Vela, going to center, opening the diary, writing few points and coming back, and following some scattered Srimad here and there. This is what they think is Gyan. And we are rather engaged in doing this service. For example, we do a mega program and 10 lakhs we spent on that program. So it was a mega program, and out of that mega program about 200 people came and did course. And after 6 months, only 100 remained. And after 1 month, when after 5 more months, only 50 remained. After a few more months, out of those 50, only 10 are there who have become very firm. Rest all are out. Why? Because they have not got sustenance, palana. Because the course givers are busy in giving courses to those who are new. So somewhere the shift of Seva, the focus of Seva should be something else. So one must realize this. So Baba is saying, stop all expansions. Stop all expansion. Do not go into expansion of anything. And when Baba is saying anything, it means everything. Put a full stop to the expansion and merge that situation in the point. For example, somebody is doing some job and he feels that he should serve this yajna, and for that money is needed. And he works very hard, slogs like anything, spends 2 hours in traveling, 8 hours in working, and earns money. But he has no time for Gyan and Yoga. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said at one point, there are some children don't think that if you give money to this yagya, you will get high status. If you don't have yoga and if you don't have dharana and you are just giving money, don't think that you are going to claim high status. So one must, and one justifies, we justify whatever we do, that what I am doing is right and this is the way it should be done. And that's how we are lost in expansion. Baba is saying, stop all expansions. Come back. Come to the point. In psychology, there is one word. It's known as cognitive distortions. There is a big list of cognitive distortions. And expansion means getting lost in those cognitive distortions. First cognitive distortion is filtering. First cognitive distortion is you filter. What is filtering? If suppose there is one situation, so those people who resort to filtering, they filter out everything which is positive and take what is negative in that situation and expand that negative. Their focus is only on negative. And this is one of the expansion. This cognitive distortion is an expansion. Baba is saying, don't get lost in this. Whatever the situation, they will find which is the worst point, which is the most negative thing in this situation, in the given situation. Find out and expand it. This is known as filtering. The second cognitive disorder is black and white thinking. Black and white thinking. It is also known as polarized thinking. These are the ways of thinking, or these are the pathologies in thinking, or these are the diseases of thoughts. The second is black and white. What is black and white thinking? Yes or all or none. If I see he is behaving wrongly, I just label him that he is a wrong person. And if I see somebody is behaving nicely, I label him, he is the good person. That's it. Extremes. He is bad, he is good. No other. He might be having many other good things, but I don't want to see him. I have said he is bad means he is bad. I should stay away from him. And he is good means I have to stay with him. So this is all or none. Either somebody is very good, or somebody is very bad. There is no in-betweens. So this is also a sort of generalized thinking. So this is known as black and white thinking. The third distortion of thought is magnifying, catastrophizing. It is known as magnifying. Small thing is there, but you make it big. It's a very small issue, but you make it very big. Somebody has committed a small mistake, but you start spreading it everywhere as if it is a very big mistake. So it is known as magnifying or catastrophizing. You convert it into a catastrophe. Catastrophe means a horrible event, a destructive event. So one turns things into a catastrophe. So this thinking is known as magnifying, and this is one of the forms of expansion. The other form of thinking is blame. Blaming others. You have done this. You should have not done this. It's all because of you this is happening. And this game is the most played game in the world. Blame game. We always blame others for our situations, for our circumstances, for our life, joys, sorrows, sufferings, everything. If I am suffering, I feel he is responsible. If I am unhappy, I feel that person is responsible. When I have emotional trauma, I feel because that person said like that, that's why I am unhappy. I have the tendency to blame. I don't want to take the responsibility on my own shoulder. Rather, I lessen that, I lighten myself by shifting the focus of blame on someone else. This is one of the forms of expansion. So it is known as blame. The next is self-victimization. I blame myself. We are late, that's why this class started late. That's why everybody got late. It's only because of me that everybody suffered. It's because of me that Seva is suffering. I should not be there. Why I am there? You are victimizing yourself, playing the victim card. This is also a sort of expansion. And many people have got this habit. Those who have habit of self-victimization, many times they resort to blame game. Sometimes this, sometimes this, sometimes this, sometimes this. Sometimes they blame others and sometimes they blame themselves. And they keep on doing this for a long time. So, self-victimization, this is also an expansion. A deep sense of guilt. There is one more, sixth, we can say is guilt consciousness. I have done something wrong. I am sinner. I have done sinful activities. And Baba will never, never forgive me. In spite of becoming Brahmin, I have done so many wrong actions. So these souls have not got rid of guilt consciousness. It's deep within them. A feeling of guilt. So guilt consciousness. Another is inferiority complex or superiority complex. I feel I am greater than others. Or I feel I am inferior. I don't know others. Others can speak so well. They explain Gyan so well. I can't do anything. They look after so many centers. I can't look after even a single one. They explain so many. I can't explain. They have so many good dharanas. I don't have good dharanas. They have such strong Amritvela. I don't have any good Amritvela. They do so nice churning of Murli. I can't do any churning of Murli. So there is definitely some inferiority complex which is going on within. And Baba is saying, this expansion, you know, don't go into the expansion of anything. These are all the expansion of thoughts. Put a full stop to all the expansions. And there is another overgeneralization. What is overgeneralization? Overgeneralization means if somebody fails in exam, I say he is bad student, he should give up his studies. Generalized statement. He will never do it. He should give up. Overgeneralization. And there is one more. It is known as jumping to conclusions. Immediately come to some conclusion. Somebody has come late. We say he always comes late. He should not be kept because he has the habit of coming late. So we jump to conclusion. And then there is another, labeling others. Put a label on somebody. He will never do good Purusharth because I have seen him sleeping during Amrit Vela this morning. Forget that he is ever going to become yogi. So we have put a permanent label on his forehead. Or we have given course to somebody and that person doesn't listen to Gyan or doesn't like. We say he doesn't belong to deity family. He is never going to come into Satyug. We are the immediately we have labeled him. Because he has not, probably he has not liked the way you explained him. Because while explaining, probably you are focused on your own ego rather than on Gyan. The focus was on, I know who is God, you don't know. I will tell you what is this cycle. I will tell you who are you. You fool, inside we are saying you don't know who you are. Giving 7-day course, but satisfying their own inside ego. Ego of knowledge. You know, in one way, bhakti is good, I feel. In bhakti, they are not egoistic. But these jnanis are very egoistic. The ego, jnan fills them with ego. While those bhakti, they say, I am very low. I am your dust of your feet. At least they have humbleness, humility. But the moment that bhakta, that devotee becomes jnani, is filled with ego. I know everything now. Now it is my responsibility to teach those ignorant and foolish devotees. So, jnan fills one with ego, but that is false jnan. The real jnan makes you humble. The real jnan, if any jnan is making one egoistic, that is just the illusion of jnan, brahm. It is not jnan. It is the illusion of jnan. The real jnan makes one, makes you more and more humble. Vinay and Vidya. Humility and Vidya. This is the mark of a jnani. So, labeling others. He is like this, he is like that. Who are we to label others? Even when we say non-BK, it is also labeling. Who told you that he is never going to come in jnani in next 10 years? We say, no, these are BK, this is non-BK. This is a program for BK, this is a program for non-BKs. So, they are would-be BKs. They are would-be BKs. That's a better term. Or they are would-be deities. That's also a better term. Bhavi. So rather than labeling them and putting this thing. So, Baba is saying, don't go in expansion. Any expansion is dangerous. And there is something which is known as personalization. Whatever that has happened, you take it personally. If suppose in this class I have said something, somebody will think he has said this to me deliberately. He knew that I was sitting there and that's why he said it deliberately. So that is known as personalization. So Baba is saying, like Father Brahma, do not go into any expansion of anything. This is all expansion. Put a full stop to the expansion and merge that situation to the point. Become a point. Stop all this expansion. But mind has the habit to do all of these things. These are only few I have mentioned. The list is big. Huge list of distortions. These are thinking distortions. So, what is the treatment for this? Become point. Put a point. Become point. Put a point. And remember the point and get merged in the point. The entire jnan is about point. Put a point. Put a full stop to whatever that has happened. Consider yourself as point, become soul conscious, because all expansion is of the body. And third, remember the point and get lost, merged, drowned, immersed in that point. This is what jnana is all about. Putting a full stop. This art of putting full stop. We are lost in the expansions. That's why the best way, if you keep on discussing all of this, there is no end to this. That's why Baba says, if you are born in this expansion, just think that I am a soul and focus only on this soul consciousness. That's it. And this is the easiest form of yoga. Om Shanti.